certainly hard freezes the system.
Nice.
I'm hijacked.
Ding, 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 ding. We got a winner.
It only does this when it starts up.
Never turn the computer off then.
You can trust no one, especially people that you think you can trust, except for us. Right. You can trust us.
We want others to learn from your pain.
Let me tell you what my dilemma is.
Let's do that.
Does your computer bite? Has your hard drive gone floppy? It's time to call the Data Doctors at 277-5827. 277-KTAR. Now, here are the Data Doctors, Ken Colburn and Brandon Disney, on News Radio 620, KTAR.
Well, there's a new open for us, huh?
Not new for me, just new for you.
Oh. Oh, yeah, I guess I haven't been here for a while.
And by the way, call me Brendan from now on, please.
Brendan?
Yeah.
Is that what he says?
The voiceover guy, we got to have to slap him upside the head.
Spanky.
Yeah, well.
You did a great job.
Except for the mispronunciation of my name.
Welcome to the Computer Corner with Ken Colburn and Brendan Disney.
You can call me Brandon if you want. You can call Ken Can.
You can call me Ray. You can call me Jay. You can
just call me.
So here we are on another Saturday afternoon talking computers. And, of course, we invite you to join us at 602-277-5827 or check out our new World Wide Web display, our new website we're launching. Actually, we launched it yesterday, didn't we?
We did. It's up. It's there in all of its glory and beauty for you to see. It's a new, cleaner look, a more updated feel.
And we got
something
rid of
cool.
All of you that have been emailing us for, I don't know, the last 2 years saying it's really hard to read black letters on blue background on my monitor or whatever. We took care of you.
They're black letters on a white background.
We went with
we hope that'll work for you.
Industry standard. So anyway, we're here to talk computers with you and yours, and I was absent from the show last week and was supposed to call in and did not because I was so caught up with the insanity that is the Consumer Electronics Show, and for that I apologize. But to make up for that, we're going to make that the theme this week, kind of a review of what happened there. And if you didn't make it to the show and you want to see a lot of the highlights and the products that were awarded various awards, I guess.
Through the magic of radio, we're going to bring CES to you. And not just regular radio. This is color radio.
Really?
Remember when TV went to
this is
color?
In living color?
Something like that. Right. I don't know about that.
Well, if you want to check out the resources we have posted at our newly launched website, datadoctors.com, of course, you click on the radio show section and you'll see today's offerings, including all of the resources of what was kind of there and what was considered to be revolutionary and fun and interesting, and you know, check it out for yourself.
And of course, while you're there, when you're looking at those resources and the smiling picture of Ken on the right-hand side, you'll see our feedback where you can ask us a question and make a suggestion. Those little links are still there, kind of towards the upper hand, right-hand corner of the page, near the same place where they were at. So look for those if you want to do the digital method of asking your question or making a suggestion instead of calling on in. Here we've got one line still open, 602-277-5827. So if you're one of those that can never get through, it's your chance now.
And while you're at the website, we'd love to hear your feedback on our new website. It's the worldwide launch of datadoctors.com, or the relaunch. The relaunch.
We didn't launch it for the entire world. We only did it for Phoenix.
Really?
Yeah, the rest of the world, they get to see something different.
Pardon me.
No, that's not how it works.
The Mountain Dew is reacting.
Coming back up through your nose.
No. Hey, listen, the Consumer Electronics Show. I mean, I started going to the Consumer Electronics Show actually before I got into the computer business when I was in the audio video business. So it's been about 20 years now that I've not gone every year in a row, but I started going about 20 years ago. So obviously there's been a dramatic change. And I was kind of reflecting back on kind of some of the themes, kind of overriding themes that we saw from the various manufacturers. And without question, the true essence of multimedia, meaning that the devices you're working with will do video, audio, still pictures, you name it. It was kind of permeating everything. Whether it was a handheld device, a computer, in the car, it doesn't matter. If it's electronic and it plugs in, it now takes a picture, plays music, plays video, can check your email. I mean, it's every, you know, I think we talked about this a couple years ago. You know, in the future, everything will do
convergence. Yeah, everything coming into one box that does everything.
But everything will do everything. So your phone will do what your digital camera used to do. Your digital camera will soon probably be able to check email. I mean, it's, you know, everything will do everything.
But it's becoming more and more not just like phones and cameras, but like people who have like TiVo DVRs, they now not only just record television live and let you fast forward and all that, but you can, like on most of these newer DVRs, you can stream video or audio that you might have on another computer in the house. You can look at photos that you might have. So it's turning your television into a place to look at and listen to music and do all those other things that, you know, that's all coming together now.
It's all wireless. But I was reflecting back on the original, what was considered multimedia computer. Do you remember when computers went from a basic business machine to multimedia? So like,
which means they came with speakers.
Well, they had speakers and they had a CD player.
Right.
So they could play music.
CD-ROM, not a CD burner, nothing to spoil us like that. That was probably 6 or 7 years later we got something like that.
But the fact that it played music and could play games made it a multimedia machine. In fact, you would when you went shopping back then, it was, do you want a regular computer or do you want a multimedia computer?
Right. Do you want one with this, just the PC speaker that goes beep, or...
Right, the one that's built
into
the
case. Do you want something with stereo sound?
Wow. And you could play games.
And it was such good sound.
And you could put...
games sounded so good.
And you could put a CD in and actually listen to music on your computer. Oh, my word.
Oh, you can?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know you could do that.
See how
I thought you could just steal them from the internet and listen to them.
Copy through. There were a plethora of manufacturers with handheld multimedia devices in that they would play full motion video. I mean, not television, but recorded video. So it could be... from a camcorder, could be off of the cable system, DVD.
Cool video on demand stuff.
Well, but in your pocket, so it's the iPod with, you know, with video.
Is that a
music
TV in your pocket, or are you just happy to see me?
Something like that, yeah.
I don't know.
Hey, what is that?
That's going to break music.
Oh!
That means in 1 minute, we've got to be out of the way so that they can come in and do the news and get you caught up and tell you what's going on around the state.
So, this is the new Give Me a Break music?
It's something. I don't know what it is.
I like it.
Welcome back to the radio show, by the way.
Yeah.
I know you've been away for a while, I know you'll go away again soon.
Yeah.
So.
But, hey, I was there for... I was gathering information for all of our fabulous listeners.
Brandon, who has a Sony Vaio question, Brett with a custom PC, and Arnie, you guys sit tight. Adam's News coming up next, and more of your calls, your questions. We got a line open, 602-277-5827. It is the Computer Corner. Ken Colburn, Brandon Isney. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to come right back, and we're going to jump right into the technology, the madness that was CES, and the highlights.
Mm-hmm.